fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. It is July 8th, 2024. We're here for your post WWE Raw review. We had Money in the Bank and NXT Heatwave this weekend. I did a review on Saturday with Weezy. Alex and Kate had you covered on Sunday. I'll back pat over Fightful Select as we go through the show. We've got Denise Salcedo back here with us. Denise, how you doing?
I'm doing really good coming off of that ending of Monday Night Raw today. I got to tell you, I wasn't expecting what we ended up getting at the very end.
Well, your boy was. And if you subscribe to FightfulSelect.com, see, I was so excited to get that out. Subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. You would have seen in our pre-Raw notes that Rhea Ripley had been discussed for a return. I want to say about 3 weeks ago, there was word, oh, she's not going to be back till SummerSlam. And FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business, dropped a report saying, no, that is not the case. She is discussed for an on-screen appearance or role before then. She is back. We're here to talk about it with all you beautiful, wonderful people. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. If you're watching on X, Twitter, Twitch, whatever that may be, you can send a humper chat at humperchats.com, you know, like a camel's hump, or like what Liv and Dom were about to do in the main event of Raw. And you can donate a super chat here at youtube.com/Fightful. Over the weekend, Joel Pearl interviewed very quick talks with Carmelo Hayes, LA Knight, and Tiffany Stratton. Make sure you guys check that out. But hey, leave us a thumbs up. And if you're watching after the fact, leave a comment on the video. I am in there every day talking with you guys in the comments. I am also talking with you guys every day on FightfulSelect.com and our Discord. Enough of the plugs. Let's get right down to it. Denise, something very terrible happened today.
Well, what was that? Dom's going to be in the doghouse? Is that the terrible thing that happened today?
No, I was minding my own business. Just, not, you know, not doing anything really that bad. I said that I could beat up Effie in a wrestling match numerous times. Some would say to an annoying degree. And for some reason, GCW decided to book me against Effie next week. And what they decided to do, Denise, is to use a selfie from Chris Van Vliet's website, not from this decade. I did not live in this area code when I took this photo.
I'm sorry, but you guys look like twins. You guys have, you know, the same eyes, the same very, nose.
Maybe if I wouldn't have cut my hair, I if legitimately, facials? I'll say this. Hey, whoa. Me and Effie do not have the same facials, you sicko. You freak. How dare you?
Just saying, you guys look say like anything twins. Like
that. Don't be talking about my facials. You don't know anything about that. You don't ever speak on that. Never.
Hey. All I'm going to say is this, like, who gets to wear that face on a pole match?
I'm not wearing anybody's face on my pole.
Saying, you guys have the exact face. Isn't going on
anybody's pole, Denise. Stop it.
You guys have put it up. You guys look exactly like twins.
We do look very similar. Listen, you know what? There are worse people to look like. Effie's a good looking fella. If I still have my long hair,
I'm like,
I'll tell you what, if I still have my long hair, I would show up with it bleached. Looking, yeah, like
I wouldn't be
Effie.
Able to tell you guys apart. It'd be like Effie versus Effie.
Well, guys, you know, assuming that I don't kill wrestling in like what is like my fifth or sixth match back, We are raising money for a very, very good cause, the Dementia Society of America. You can go over to my Twitter. The link is all over the place. It's dementiasociety.org. It's a cause that is very close to my heart. I lost my grandmother a couple months ago, the most important person in my life, to dementia. And anytime I wrestle, I'm pretty sure I couldn't get paid anyway. I don't think anybody would pay me to wrestle, but the companies that book me always donate to that cause, and that's what I always redirect funds and any support to. So please check out dementiasociety.org, and for some reason, I'll be at Headliners Music Hall Thursday, July 18th, Louisville, Kentucky, at GCW, believe me. Denise, the last time I worked GCW, I main evented the show.
I don't remember that. I only have one memory of you in GCW.
Yeah, it's when I main evented the show.
No, it's anyway. You on the floor holding your nuts because I gave you a low blow and you got eliminated from the GCW clusterfuck. And you were crying.
I wasn't crying.
You were crying.
There were just tears coming out of my face. I wasn't crying.
You were crying. You were like,
that's not crying. That's weeping.
Yeah, I was you were weeping. Crying and you were like in pain, serious pain.
Well, I will say this. You delivered a low blow better than Tonga Loa this week.
You know what's funny? I have so much pride in that.
That man hit two heads that day. Damn, dude, bro.
Okay, I can honestly say that there's something that I do better than a professional wrestler, and that is I can hit a better freaking low blow than him. Come on, I gotta own that. God. I'm very proud of that.
We got Bad Apple Jam Treebeard saying, so Effie is about to F up Sean. You see, I see. Well, you know what? Listen, I disagree with that, but how about this? Any Effie SRS-related super chats over the next couple of weeks will also go to the Dementia Society of America. So thanks for that, I guess. But we do have WWE Raw to talk about. FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business, reported that CM Punk was kicking off tonight's show. He came out, he talked about Drew McIntyre a little bit, but then he's interrupted by Seth Rollins, and Seth Rollins is not happy. Seth was like, you know, my attention was diverted a little while after you went and got hurt, but then you went and got my attention because you didn't just cost Drew McIntyre the world championship. You cost me the world championship, and on top of that, you cost me any potential opportunity to win that world championship while Damian Priest is champion. So Seth Rollins understandably pissed off here. And CM Punk, it's so funny because, like, even in kayfabe, it's so hard for him to apologize. I love that he has at least embraced that because that's how even his supporters see him. You can't imagine him saying, sorry, my bad. And then he does. He apologizes, and then he goes, but because it's you, I can't really be that sorry about it. Ooh, I can't wait. This is the multi-layered type of story that is really excelling in WWE right now. We actually saw a little bit in AEW, too, with Ospreay, MJF, and the people that they're feuding with. I like this, where it's not linear, one person, and they never pay attention to anybody else. I really love this. We're going to spend some time on this one, Denise.
Oh, I have quite a bit to say about this because there were some things that I liked, some things that I questioned, and some things that I felt that were left unsaid. So I guess I'll start off with a lot of what... Okay, I want to start off with the part of CM Punk addressing Drew McIntyre. I'll start there because it kind of reminded me. So he had mentioned like, oh, I'll beat up Drew McIntyre anywhere. I'll beat him up here. I'll beat him up anywhere, right? And it reminded me of when Chris Jericho did the segment with Chris Benoit where he said, I'll beat Benoit up on a boat, on a goat, when he's a blushing bride. And so obviously, you know, Jericho did it better because it was totally different and we had images and stuff. But for a second there, I thought CM Punk was ready to go in that direction where he was about to start naming all of these places. So right away when CM Punk did that, that's immediately where my head went to. On a boat, on a goat. It kills me every time. So anyways, the part with Seth Rollins though. So this was interesting because the way that you saw this promo play out, everybody here can agree that Seth Rollins won because he had the mic drop moment, right? He even used some of CM Punk's own words back at CM Punk. However, I feel like CM Punk, or the way that this segment was formatted, they did not let CM Punk truly be CM Punk here. Because we all know, had they waited just a second, had they not done the mic drop moment, CM Punk still had a whole lot more that I think he could have said there. And I feel like they intentionally cut off the legs of CM Punk in this segment to help make Seth Rollins look good here. And so when I was watching this, I was thinking, damn, I feel like they made CM Punk hold back here to make Seth Rollins look good in this segment, because we all know that there was plenty more that could have been said there, especially from CM Punk. I know for a fact he had like at least 5 to 10 different burns or reactions that he could have told.
Or just the hockey reference or something.
Anything. I felt like this moment, it was of course set up to have Seth Rollins have the final word there, but it felt incomplete to me at the end, because I do think that CM Punk could have hit him back with a couple of jabs there. And there was only one part, and maybe you can explain to me, there was only one part that I did not like in the Seth Rollins promo, and that's when he called CM Punk the dumbest smart dude. I thought, Seth, what are you talking about?
There, listen, I definitely got what he meant there. Like, CM Punk is a very smart and savvy guy. He's very smart at certain things, but dumb at other things. Like, makes dumb decisions. And I mean, listen, have I heard CM Punk explained with that terminology in the past? Yes, I have. A very rich man who has cost himself some opportunities and some situations like that. But yeah, I saw that and I was like, okay, they're just
the strongest, I think, use of words. Cause even CM Punk was like, did you really just say that?
Yes, and Elite Biscuit says Seth might dropping on Punk's motif of actions have consequences was a chef's kiss. Well, I mean, if that's the common criticism of CM Punk is that he's a hypocrite, use his stuff against him nonstop, because I think that's what he did there. Like, I think that's the smart thing to play off of, and I think that's the right thing to do. Nick DeVito says, hey guys, after tonight's show, do you think Punk is definitely cleared for SummerSlam? Do you think guys, thank you guys for everything. Content is top tier. Well, thank you, Nick. After what I saw on Saturday, I was like, man, he's got to be close to some sort of clearance if he's doing all that. Because, I mean, back in the day, if you weren't cleared, you were on a pretty strict no contact list in WWE. You weren't allowed to do anything like that. Meet Normus says, pay attention. I'm trying to super chat. Will Punk be cleared sooner? Will Seth Drew win the tag titles at SummerSlam, then coexist and lose them and have a triple threat with Punk down the line? I hope not. I don't want to see Seth and Drew coexisting, even though, you know, what CM Punk is enough of a foil for the two of them to where I think it could bring them together a little bit. Do you think that's possible?
I can see Drew doing it, because Drew seems like he would do anything, absolutely anything, go to the end of the world to just try to end CM Punk. So I can see him befriending. What's the saying is, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
He's a friend, yeah.
Yeah, and that is exactly how I can see that playing out with Drew, Seth, and CM Punk, because right now CM Punk is enemy number one.
Tony says, Seth cooked Punk. I like the story that Punk's ego and pettiness have now gotten to Seth, or now gotten Seth, who wasn't involved, now wanting to get involved and wanting to target him too. I hope it leads to Seth costing his match with Drew. If he's not, Drew still needs to win. I think that the situation is masterful. It was planned for Punk and Rollins at Mania. And Denise, you and I witnessed the real setup for that at Royal Rumble Media Day, at a 2K event like a year and a half ago. If you remember Nick Hausman doing that interview.
Oh, yes. I was like, where are you going with this? What did we witness? Yes. So,
because like, if you're in media, you can tell when somebody else is getting a headline. And it was so funny because you and I were waiting on an interview and he's doing that interview with Rollins. And he looked at us like, y'all see this big fucking headline I'm getting right here?
Yeah.
And we were like, oh my God, he's really saying this. But he said it in a way that was enough in character that it could be played off of. So it really started then. And then when Punk did show up, because listen, Rollins knew there was a real possibility that Punk was going to get himself fired and end up back in WWE. Didn't think it was going to happen, but knew it was a possibility. So they had that set up. But when Punk gets hurt, Rollins does other stuff, and boy, it's bigger than anybody could have imagined. Main eventing WrestleMania. But while Rollins is out, you can't really continue that feud. So the Drew thing worked out perfectly. Now to weave them into one another and Rollins to be like, all right, you little bitch, this is why I didn't like you to begin with. I think it's really great.
I mean, this is definitely something that we were starting to get. Obviously, we all know that this was the WrestleMania match that we were supposed to see, and we didn't. And when we saw that little confrontation with Seth Rollins and CM Punk two nights ago at Money in the Bank, it felt like, okay, you know, at least that's still something that's happening, because I feel like they truly got something good there, because you mentioned the Nick Houseman thing. And yeah, the second that Seth Rollins started going off, calling him a cancer and all of this, I almost feel like, I don't know, what are the chances? I guess the chances are high, because nowadays I feel like sometimes in a lot of wrestlers, Sean, and you know this, they're afraid to talk to the media sometimes, and then and they're afraid to talk to people because sometimes they get set up for clickbait. They get set up for clickbait, yep. And they are afraid of answering certain questions. So I feel like, okay, like what was going through his mind when he started going off and calling CM Punk a cancer? Did he have some sort of hints, some sort of anything that CM Punk would possibly be going back to WWE? And of course,
this was 10 months before though.
Yeah, no. I know. That's what I'm saying. That's why I think it's like something that, I don't know. I just feel like Seth Rollins would know that would definitely be something that gets picked up. So maybe he just did it on purpose. Maybe that's how he truly feels. I don't know if this is a mixture of how he truly feels or him trying to, you know, set stuff up for down the horizon. I don't know, but it worked out perfectly.
We got KE775 saying, so does Seth cost Punk the SummerSlam match versus Drew? Doesn't seem like there's a match for him at this moment. Oh, there will be a match for them. Like there's reason for a match, I'm sure. Like there's enough of one, I think. But Bad Apple Jam Treebeard says Punk and Seth versus Drew and Wade Barrett night one at next year's Mania before Drew versus Punk match on night two. Seth can take a chair shot for Punk to save him to answer Meat's question. I think we're getting Drew and Punk well before that. This seems hot and ripe for SummerSlam or Bad Blood. Like if they have Bad Blood and they don't do that match, oh boy, man. So, interesting happening backstage. Seth Rollins runs into Damian Priest, and I have loved Damian Priest's title run because it has been him addressing in kayfabe the legitimate criticisms of him, which are that he's not effective as a main eventer, blah, 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 rides Judgment Day's coattails. And in kayfabe, he's like, no, I don't want Judgment Day involved. I want to do this on my own. And Seth Rollins is like, you're a man of your word. I'm a man of my word. I'm not coming after that title. And he said, you definitely were lucky, but you were good as well. But you're going to have to be better than good when you face Gunther. And then Damian Priest, likely because of the respect that Seth Rollins showed him, and I think a little bit to play off of the three count that didn't happen, Denise, he says, you know what? Forget that agreement ever happened. If you want a title shot after SummerSlam, go for it. Now, I don't think he's going to have the title after SummerSlam, but I think it was a good plot point there. What did you think of all this?
I think that this was kind of a nice gesture to do, because it meant a lot when Seth Rollins told Damian Priest that he did a good job and that there was that mutual respect there. So I feel like this little segment, even though it's very brief, very quick, went further than they probably anticipated.
Yeah. So FightfulSelect.com had a report this weekend up on the Damian Priest non-kickout. So Triple H kind of mentioned it. It was, you know, it wasn't something, you know, that they necessarily they're happy about, but not something to dwell on either. And the general consensus I got was Damian Priest rarely messes up. He's probably more upset about it than anybody. He probably shouldn't beat himself up over it. Now, I had some people saying, yeah, well, why didn't the ref count the three as a shoot, which is what they used to be taught to do. Interestingly enough, Denise, he's the same ref that got fined for counting the three at WrestleMania when Rousey didn't have her shoulders down, which, keep in mind, they went over that 100 times and every other time she had her shoulder down until that. This was a much different situation, as people outlined to me in WWE. He couldn't call it as a shoot because that would, one, kick Damian Priest out of Judgment Day, two, make Seth Rollins the world champion, three, mess up the triple threat aspect of what they were about to do with Drew McIntyre, and then make the Rollins versus Drew title match where Drew cashed in a DQ match. So if Punk had interfered, he still could have cost Drew the title, but there wouldn't have been as much to complain about on Drew's behalf. It's just an unfortunate situation.
Okay, so what exactly did go wrong? Why didn't Damian put his arm up?
Don't know. I haven't found that out yet.
Okay, because that's just, I mean, I get why, because I'm on the side of the referee counts. Like, he doesn't know what the finish is, just counts and does his job. That's the side that I'm on. And I also understand why he didn't do it, though, because, sure, again, like you said, that would change a lot of things. It would change the champion. It would change a lot of what was supposed to happen. But so I guess the big question is, why? What happened? Why didn't Damian kick out?
That's, I am really going to find
only,
that out.
That's really the only real question.
And Apex Caliber says, Priest offered to Seth negotiate his rage at Punk, in my opinion. I disagree with that. A lot of it is the principle. And if you remember, Seth had issues with CM Punk being a selfish human being very self-absorbed and not caring about anybody else but himself and not accepting responsibility. This, just as much, was over Seth, you know, realizing that Punk hasn't changed at all. And like, I don't think it negates it at all. Seth had a world title match here. Seth could have still won that match. Like, so no, Punk got involved.
What was the super chat? I didn't hear that part.
They believe that Priest's offer to Seth negates his rage at Punk, but it doesn't at all. Punk still got involved in Seth Rollins' world title match and cost him that match and proved to be the same guy that he's always been to Seth Rollins. Cadillac Carson says, feels like bad blood would be Drew and Punk at Hell in a Cell. Yes, God, I hope so. I hope
after
so.
After CM Punk shit on the Hell in a Cell idea, yeah. Stop with that fantasy booking bullshit.
Denise, we are getting degrees closer to Taylor Swift, maybe. It's called Bad Blood. Hey, they did a song, or they did a commercial with Metro Boomin for Bad Blood. Metro Boomin does songs with Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar was on Bad Blood. Huh? Huh?
Sean, I don't think you understand how big and famous Taylor Swift is.
Not
that's like
more
trying
famous.
To get. Never mind. I'm not even going to go there.
Not more famous than me as I go to face Effie. Apple Jam Treebeard says, Effie is about to F up Sean. I see. No. And then he says, after the Effie match, we'll be getting Danhausen versus Seanhausen match.
You also look like Danhausen. All you have to do is put some makeup on, and I swear to God, you're Danhausen.
Okay. So I've met Danhausen like 15 times. I realized the last time that it was the first time I had ever seen him without his paint on, ever. And no, let me
I've
tell
ever
you this.
I've seen him without his,
Exactly. And let me just tell you this. We don't look a thing alike.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. If you did, if Sean, if look at this. If you did, Sean, if you did, Sean, if you did the face paint just like this, you would look just like Danhausen.
I have a beard.
Do the face.
We don't look anything alike.
Yeah, you do. You even got the same little hair.
Look. People, this is ridiculous.
No, not without the paint. I'm saying with the paint, guys. With the paint. With the paint.
Will Chisholm says, any news on the machine guns? We have not reported anything.
What does Danhausen
look
like? Is there a photo online of Danhausen without makeup?
Pat Faruga says, what career moment are you each most proud of? Well, in overall, getting selected. Oh, yeah,
without the makeup, you don't. But with the makeup, you do. With the makeup, you do.
With the makeup, you look like Danhausen. What are we talking about here?
Oh, yeah.
That's, Denise, that's like saying, you know what? You look a lot like Rey Mysterio with the Rey Mysterio mask on. Huh?
Bro. Now that's Pat just says, racist.
Anyway, Pat Faruga says, what career moment are you most proud of? If we're talking about in writing and in media, Select at 10,000 was nice. Raising like $6,000 for NAMI for my wrestling match with Shaza last year was a good one. Denise, do you have a favorite moment?
Of what?
Of your career. Please listen.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was still thinking about you looking like Danhausen.
God. Come on.
Do I have a favorite moment?
Denise, here you go. You can think about it while I tell the people about NordVPN.
I had an answer.
Are high pay-per-view prices getting to you? Maybe MLB blackouts, maybe the insane cost of Sunday ticket, whatever it might be. NordVPN.com/Fightful is here to help. You get NordVPN.com/Fightful. You change your virtual location with one click. Maybe you want to be in the West Coast when you can't watch a game on the East Coast. They got you covered. Maybe the pay-per-view prices are just too high or there's too many of them. Switch your virtual location overseas and get the prices that they're paying there. NordVPN.com/Fightful does it all for you. And that's in addition to their password manager, their protection on public Wi-Fi, the ability to use it on all your devices, including your router, your TV. It doesn't matter. They've got you on all those. And a 30-day money-back guarantee. Maybe you're just feeling wild and you want to try it. Well, you know what? In 30 days, if you don't like it, spoiler, you will. You can get your money back. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Apple James says Denise looks a lot like Sting with the face paint
on. Oh, I so have Sting's jawline. Yeah, for sure. Guys, that look at the shape of the face. You have the shape of his face.
Anyway, Big Mig says, you guys are the best together. Great chemistry. Denise is a great step host. Sean, what are your thoughts of Denise's definition of juicy? You're going to have to fill me in here, Denise. God,
everybody's been making me explain this. First, I had to explain it to Kate. Now I have to explain it to you. I'm tired of explaining this.
What is it?
You can put it together. What do you think juicy means? And by the way, Kate agreed with me. So technically, I already got someone to agree with me. So I'm done making this case. I don't want to have to explain it again.
Eddie says, Chelsea Green for Women's Champion 2025. Fightful Select had a report today about her getting a lot of praise backstage, not just for her bump, but the promotion of Money in the Bank.
So Alan instead says, of saying the H word, I say juicy when I'm in the mood.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's fair. It's fair. Alan says, almost 15 years I've been watching wrestling. It was the most fun I've ever had watching. Thank you for everything you do in reporting. Thank you for giving a shit. We appreciate you. Hey, look at this. Why doesn't Glaciers of Ice Kicks make my make me some new shoes by next week for my match with Effie? How about that? How about that one? Shout out to them. Poppy Casso says, I love Punk's character right now. He's the perfect tweener, and in my opinion, based on observations, might be who he actually is. I relate. Yeah, I think this is very close to his just actual personality. I really do.
Yeah.
Orlando Arrego says, I hope they don't book Drew versus Punk versus Seth. Oh, they're going to eventually. They got to do that eventually, Denise.
I would hope so. I would hope so.
Jay Miller says, a few former wrestlers were saying Priest got his bell rung. If you watch his right hand, it shakes a bit, so it looks like a potential stinger. He did continue after that. I'm going to work to find out what actually happened. I'm going to see what I can find out. Apple Jam Treebeard says, they could do Drew versus Punk at SummerSlam, do a rematch at Bad Blood. Do you think Triple H will give them something like a strap match? I think a cage match, Hell in a Cell match. That's what I'm thinking. You go into Atlanta for Bad Blood, Denise?
I don't know.
We had fun in Atlanta. That was a good time.
It was a good time.
We got harassed on the internet by irrelevant nerds over that one. That was fun. But we got Punk meeting.
I already lost track of how many times we're getting harassed on the internet, buddy, by irrelevant nerds.
Buddy, people who could not buy ad space on Fightful, and we compromised their
airwaves. Already lost track.
There you go. Punk meets with Adam Pearce. Adam Pearce says, you know what? You can't be here next week. Drew McIntyre's going to be here. We'll chat about it. Ryan Sully says, happy 8-year anniversary, Fightful. Yes, our 8th birthday was this weekend.
You hit the Ocho.
Yeah, and he says,
say the Ocho, Sean. Say the Ocho. Say we hit the Ocho. The Ocho.
It's the Ocho.
Say Fightful, Fightful is Ocho.
You're just milking the clock at this point. Denise's 5-year anniversary on the Raw Post Show is coming up September 16th, which happens to be on a Monday. Should have a celebration. We will have a celebration on September 16th. Wait,
who sent the super chat?
Ryan Sully.
Ryan Sully, thank you for remembering that.
He says, Raw was a hoot. Thanks for the A-plus content. Cheers. And I mean, hey, listen, I'll tell you this. No matter what issues you guys have with the Liv Dom storyline, it's better than the love angle she was in when Denise was starting with Fightful.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't she doing the Lana and her?
Lana, Lashley.
Yeah, I remember that. That was fun.
So we get Jey Uso defeating Chad Gable because the lights go out. Jey Uso beats Chad Gable. So it promotes, it puts Jey Uso over a little bit. He, as soon as the lights go out, he goes, yeet, and then runs.
He's the smartest person there.
I love it.
Chad Gable still got his bit over and then still saved his life. Are you kidding me? Jey is the smartest person there.
And Chad hits the brick. So I like this. Chad is clearly targeted by the Wyatts regardless. Jey Uso gets his win. I'm fine with that. Nikki gives another VHS to Pat. At this point, they just need to wheel out the cart like in elementary school with the VHS and the old TV. Like, they just got to know at this point it's going to happen, Denise.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. But I do want to take it. So this is random, but I want to shout out the fan. I don't know if you caught this, but there was a fan that yelled at Chad Gable that there was someone behind him. Did you catch that?
I didn't.
It was hilarious. And that fan kind of made that segment for me because as Chad Gable was running, you just hear the fan like crystal clear yell it out that there's someone behind him. And it was perfect timing. And I think Chad Gable heard it too because he fed off of that. And then he fell on the floor backwards the second the fan yelled it. So it was almost like it just worked out a lot better. That was my favorite part, man. That fan yelling good. At that. That was hilarious.
I'm going to go back and listen to that. You can hear it
crystal clear. Like, someone's behind you, and then he falls.
We have a new Bo Dallas promo. He says that the people in the Wyatt family were discarded and forgotten about, and now they're very happy. He's clearly also targeting Chad Gable, who...
Nah, you think?
Backstage confronts Adam Pearce, and Adam Pearce is like, man, I've doubled security. What the hell do you want me to do? And... Gable is like, okay, fine. I'm going to handle it in my way, which I'm interested to find out what his way is. But then he's like, and also I need a vacation.
That's how he's handling it. He's going on vacation.
He's going on vacation, a paid vacation. Then Adam opens the door and Bo Dallas is sitting inside smiling. Do you think that Bo Dallas and Adam Pearce are in cahoots, Denise?
No, why?
How could they keep getting through? How could they keep showing?
They have security. We've seen terrible security over and over in WWE.
Doubled security.
It's not enough. Come on. How many times have we seen security just get taken out by like one tiny little shot? We just saw one guy, one security guard on NXT get taken out with one back fist. Bam, out. There you go.
So listen, somebody said, they said this isn't a spooky group. No, do not misrepresent what was reported on FightfulSelect.com. We said there are not supernatural elements to this plan. There have not been. You can run a fog machine and crawl under the ring all you want. A supernatural element, but they're still using VHS? Come on now. If this were 4 years ago, they'd have just projected that shit onto the ring with some worms or something. What are we doing? Gable is spotted backstage with the Creeds. Later on, Rock Hard Joel Wood says, assuming Roman returns at SummerSlam, how do you think Jay starts to get incorporated back into that story? A Roman Reigns apology, I think. I think that Roman realizes the value of family. Bronson Reed's backstage. He talks some trash.
Anywhere worth going is worth going in good boots, and you can find your perfect pair at Tecovas. Tecovas crafts quality Western boots for everyone, from generational ranchers and lifelong cowboys to first-time boot buyers, which is what I was up until a couple of years ago. Growing up in Kentucky, you see boots everywhere. But I never jumped into the game until I found Tecovas, and I love it. Every one of Tecovas' boots are handcrafted with over 200 meticulous steps for broken-in comfort right out of the box. Whether it's a long day or a big night, your Tecovas are built to last and impress. That's why Esquire loves them and says they're the reason we keep coming back to Tecovas. They are so comfortable. Plus, with Tecovas' best in the West guarantee, you get free returns and exchanges for 30 days. And right now, get 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS when you sign up for email and text. That's 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS. That's tecovas.com/SRS. See site for details. Tecovas, point your toes west.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To Sheamus, but then he says, nah, bud, I'm going to face Pete Dunne, but I'll get you soon. It is revealed that Tyler Bate unfortunately sustained an injury at NXT last week, but Bronson Reed ends up winning this match, and Sheamus makes the save. Now, Dunne is a little bit hesitant, but right now, if Tyler Bate isn't going to be around a while, Ridge Holland already hit the bricks. I like the idea of Sheamus and Dunne like teaming up. I think that'd be kind of cool.
Dude, the idea that I don't just like, but that I love, is seeing Bronson and Sheamus going at it with each other. I've been waiting for Bronson to kind of have his big moment. And I feel like this feud with Sheamus could be the map. Could be the feud that puts him on the map on the main roster. I have been waiting for this because I feel like when he came into the roster, it was like a little bit of stop and go. And he really hasn't had anything going on that was huge in the last couple of months, right? It's been a while since we really had him in any storyline. He's sort of just been there. And so I've been wanting to see something like this. And Sheamus is 100% the perfect person to have a series of matches, tell a cool story of just two guys that are both that can both kick ass, but they're two totally different types of competitors. But I think that they can tell a really cool story there. And this match with Bronson and Pete Dunne, I enjoyed it. It was very short. I was actually a little disappointed when it ended because I thought we could have had a lot more. But given everything that happened on Monday Night Raw, there was sort of just enough time for everything, I guess. But man, also that tsunami that he hit at the end looked extra painful this week. So shout out to Bronson Reed. Yeah, shout out to Bronson.
Our Fightful Select Discord, like I saw it blow up whenever he hit the tsunami. Right? And again,
I don't know what he did different today, but it looked a little just different. Just,
some of them look good. Some of them look really great. Sending well wishes to Tyler Bate. Not just him. Jordan Oliver really had a torn ACL. Brittany Brooks on the Indies, torn ACL. She's a standout. Like I think she'll be signed. I mean, honestly, if she wouldn't have torn her ACL, I think she would have probably been signed by WrestleMania. I expect to see her signed next year. Jordan Oliver as well, whenever he's back. I'm surprised he hasn't been signed.
Man, I feel like we've been seeing a lot of torn ACL news now. I feel
it's rough
being handed out. You get an ACL. Oh, I hate it.
It sucks. Mr. Acosta says, I love it. Wasn't Bo as Uncle Howdy in the office. Yeah, it needed to be Bo. Apple Jam Treebeard says, want to send all the good thoughts out to Maria. Hope all the medical stuff she's going through right now goes all the best. Me too. And one of her clients on ROH TV, Cole Carter, broke his arm and had surgery. Injury bug going around, man. You hate to see it. Like, sending our love to those people. Sami Zayn comes out and cuts a promo, and I was so interested in how Bron Breakker would react to a clean as a sheet loss. Would he be like Gunther and be like, you know what? You bested me. Sometimes that happens. No, this man's a sore loser. Attacks Sami Zayn, and oh boy, it was pretty funny. So the spears were filthy, just rough looking. And then we get the spot. Will Chisholm says the Sami promo felt like he was hitting back at the fans who was mad that he beat Braun. Yeah. What did you think of the Sami promo before we get to what happened?
The promo was good. I was under the impression just, and he called it out and called everybody out on it. I was under the impression that Bron Breakker was getting that win. And I felt bad because I had said that every other match was a little harder to predict. And to me, I thought that was going to be the easiest match to predict. And then it ended up being the one that I got completely wrong. And so I like him coming out and talking about that. That was good. And then for the actual portion of when Bron Breakker came out, when he started talking, and at first he seemed really sincere in his intentions, like he almost seemed to come out and pay some respects to Sami Zayn for being the better man that night. And the second that I forgot what the last line that he said was, but he said something right before he went right into that spear. And it was hilarious because I didn't see it coming at that particular moment, because the way that he set it up, it legit made me think for a second that he was going to shake this man's hand, call it a day. I mean, not call it a day, but I don't know. I was trying to find some other way that he would probably find a way to get this rematch. And I love that his reasoning for getting the rematch was just, well, I'm going to attack this guy, piss him off, and I'm going to get myself my rematch. And that's exactly what I would want to see from Bron Breakker, because I don't want to see him come out here and be all like, I don't know. This is the version I want to see.
So Tony says, Sean, can we please get your best version of Bron Breakker doing the or fooling Adam Pearce with the look over there? Yeah, it was this.
Well then, Cal, I guess. Oh my God, is that Tim McGraw? What?
That's what it was. Oh my God, that's Tim McGraw, and then you just shove him over. That is exactly what it was. We're gonna get copyright claim for that. So send in your super chats and humper chats. Ilya Dragunov is defending Sammy's honor. And once a match, and, you know, I was like, damn, is Ilya going to lose another one? I mean, they've got great chemistry. They work hard. But Ilya beats Braun via DQ after a chair is thrown. And Sami tries to come and get involved again. Ilya not taking a pin. Man, people get really worked up about Ilya losing on Twitter. But he's still put in these important positions. And Rock Hard Joel Wood says Sami needs to call his hero Bret Hart. Ask if he has any more of those metal plates to hide under his shirt next time he's in the ring with Braun. If you know, you know. Listen, it made a lot of sense to do this, that they are running back matches like this. And I'm like, okay, over and over again, not a problem. Like that would be a problem. But so far, I'm like, okay, we're clearly getting another Braun Sami match. They could add Ilya to it as well. Do you think he ends up being involved in a triple threat?
I feel like he should. Mm-hmm. I feel he definitely should. But that's the thing, though. I have agreed all the other weeks where I feel like Ilya, the losses that he took, we all had a reason or an explanation for why he took those losses the last couple of weeks. When they announced that this match was happening again, I thought, oh, man, is he going to lose again today? And then I thought, all right, well, let's see what happens, right? Really good match. Of course, it is what it is. The DQ, when he threw him the chair. Freaking Ilya, man. I can't with this guy. He gets thrown the chair and he's like, gosh. His selling, it's terrific. It's terrific. It's a lot, but it's terrific. And I feel like, yeah, you have to add Ilya to this at this point just to kind of shake things up. But you do also have to have him start to look a little bit, start to get some wins, right? Again.
Yeah,
I understand why he lost all the other times. It made sense to the story that was being told at that time. But now we do need to start seeing him get some wins. But this is also a testament to him, though, because he goes out there and he has such hard-hitting performances that even though he loses, you're like, this guy does not suck. Like, this guy kicks ass, man. He's just that guy.
Sami Zayn cutting the promo on, you know, people who didn't believe in him. Our partners at BetOnline AG. Listen, we love them. Earliest lines, bet big, fastest payouts, industry best bonuses, safe and secure, payouts in minutes, high credit card acceptance. We've told you about all that at BetOnline AG. But they had Bron Breakker favored. There were like four underdog winners this past weekend. I had Bron Breakker winning too. They did as well. They also had Trick Williams as a minus 1,000 favorite. Anybody who bet on Ethan Page made some money there. But not just that. Also, Chase Yu was favored. I ended up picking Nathan Frazier and Axiom at the last moment on our Discord. So that was an underdog pick that we gave you. In addition to that, I thought that Carmen Petrovic and Ariana Grace, who were just slight favorites, were one of the most slam dunk possible wins that there were because of them being local to the area. So you could have made a little bit of money on that one as well. Tiffany Stratton, of course, big favorite. Damian Priest was a slight favorite. That's one you all could have benefited from as well. But Drew McIntyre was an underdog. He started as the favorite, became an underdog, and then Jey Uso finished as the favorite. So listen, you could have made some good money on BetOnline AG this week. And hey, you can as well this weekend. They've got TNA odds up right now as well. They sarcastically said they were going to set odds for me and Effie. And for some reason, they said that I would be like a plus 40,000 underdog. And I don't.
Well, are you just going to make people go broke or are you going to make people go really rich?
I don't know. Yeah, but Trevor L says, was Elia okay? I hope so, but it'd be cool to see the fencing position disappear from selling. I was more worried about that cut on his leg.
I didn't even notice the cut on his
leg. Yeah, it was pretty bad. Pretty nasty little cut that he had there. Mm. Yeah, but Ryan Sully says, rewatch the first episode of the Raw post show with Denise. Do you still have those pink headphones, Denise?
No, those died a long time ago. Oh, I've thought about this where we should go back and rewatch that first episode, but at the same time, I don't want to because I'm just gonna cringe. I don't want to see myself. My gosh. I'm sorry. It's like seeing your old Facebook posts and seeing the things you used to post. It's embarrassing. And I feel like I've changed a lot since then, and I don't want to see myself.
For sure. You have.
Oh, you don't think you've changed? Bro, you had the freaking long-ass hair.
Of course. And of course I did.
I feel like personalities, you've changed. Come on.
Bron Breakker is just a natural on the mic, says Ryan Sully. Cut another fantastic promo on Raw Talk. Ooh. Final Testament promo. Kofi is hurt. Xavier's going to try to fight him himself. We'll see how that goes.
You know what we should do, Sean? Watch that same episode that we watch on Raw and see if we agree with our own opinions.
Oh, my God. That would be such a terrible
episode. Right, because I'd be like, why the hell did I say that? I didn't even what?
Love for Boost says, just want to say Rio is tough as hell. Yeah, Fightful Select. Unfortunately, reported on our free tier, she's injured. Yuka Sakazaki injured as well. Said she acted just like Danielson when she broke her arm, realized something is wrong and kept going like she's okay. Yeah, sending our love to her, too. That really sucks. KE775 and Ryan asked for an Italia update. Says, do you think that she resigned? Are they getting ready for her on a new story? Things have gone really quiet on her WWE status, even though she's still on the roster page. They don't always remove people from the roster immediately. So she was not at Raw. She wasn't at SmackDown, which it was in Toronto. She wasn't at Money in the Bank. She wasn't there. But I'm not ready to say that means she is or isn't leaving or anything like that. Her deal was set to come up, but she also doesn't strike me as the type of person that makes hasty decisions or anything like that. To me, I feel like if she was gonna go to AEW, she probably would have done the Owen. Like that would have been the thing that she did. But things are very quiet over there. Drew says, say his name and he appears. I assume NXT has some big plans for Hendry. That's what Corey Brennan reported on FightfulSelect.com. He was featured at the end of the show. His face flashed up there. And he was featured on the NXT commercial tonight. We had a Gunther vignette. Of course, that's going to kick ass. But Damage Control defeated Katana, Kayden, and Lyra Valkyria. Afterwards, though, Sonya, Shayna, and Zoe lay out Damage Control. I'm so glad to see this trio. I'm glad to see them together. I'm glad to see Sonya getting physical again. They brought her back, you know, a little bit early, but now it seems like she's ready. She's missed, you know, a full year out of the ring. But Denise, how are you feeling about all this from the result of Damage Control to this new faction?
The match itself was fine. I think, you know, Kayden and Katana, they're kind of always in the same place. So maybe this addition with Lyra Valkyra can actually go somewhere. So we'll see. In regards to Sonya, Zoe, and Shayna, the one thing that I'm worried about, or not necessarily worried about, but the only complaint that I have is that when Sonya came back, it was teased, right? Like they were going to start, you know, she started going after them. She wanted to sort of, you know, take over as a whatever mentor, not mentor, but a manager, I guess, whatever she's going to be to them. And that kind of started off and we were seeing it happen. And then we just didn't see them anymore. And I forgot this entire storyline. And when they came out today, I thought, that happened like a few weeks ago. What's going on there?
They've been popping up like in the background of other people's shots. And
right. And I just didn't remember any of this. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm glad they're back. But now I actually want to see it on a weekly basis before I go out and forget again about them.
Dream Ninja says, just caught up with Raw after work. Dig Sonya, Shayna, and Zoe together. But good Lord, that Rhea pop was insane. Oh, we'll be talking about it. Tony says, I like the trio of Zoe, Sonya, and Shayna. Makes me feel like they're using or turning Damage Control face and setting up War Games now. I don't think they have any plans for those groups in War Games in any capacity. Also, am I reading too much into things that Natty wasn't there with the group Sonya was recruiting? No, I think she could be added if she ends up coming back. Sonya did talk to her. She's mentioned that she wanted a change. I would like to see her be a part of this group and see another. I mean, listen, I don't know when Asuka's coming back, but I would like to see Damage Control get a little fresh in as well. Crazy 101 says, off topic, where do you see Stephanie Vaquer going to? CMLL. She's under contract. I think she's going to continue to work in AEW.
And after Orlando's, that, she's going to the bank to catch some paychecks because she's going to get paid at some point.
For sure. KE775 says, Sean, a little off topic, but since the Raw Women's Division is on the light side, do you think Roxanne could go there after she drops the NXT Women's title? I think she would be a good addition to Damage Control, Denise. I think she would be really, really good.
How would that work?
She joins Damage Control.
I know, but in what position? I feel like the spots are kind of already taken there. There's someone that's doing something, a little bit of everything there.
But they used to have Asuka and Bayley. They can fit Roxanne Perez in. I don't
see her fitting in with Damage Control.
Oh, I think so, especially if Natalya joins the other group.
Orlando, you know something, Sean? What are you trying to tell us? You seem a little too confident here. What do you know?
I never know anything.
Oh, yeah.
Orlando Orego says, with John Cena retiring, what's an underrated match from his career? Mine is Fatal 4-Way with Randy, Edge, and Sean. I know a lot of people talk about the Money in the Bank match with CM Punk, but the one on Raw from 2013 was incredible. The Royal Rumble match with AJ Styles was great. He had one against Cesaro that was just unreal. The Umaga match, Last Man Standing, incredible. But I think the one, like if we talk about underrated and off forgotten, there was an episode of Raw. I want to say it was in the UK and the match went an hour or like it was like 56 minutes or something like that. It was so freaking good. They just put on an insane match on Raw in the UK. The same show that had like Melina beating Maria in a minute and Great Khali beating Carlito in 3 minutes and all that stuff. Yeah. I think that's a great one. But any matches of his that stick out to you?
Who were you asking? Sorry.
John Cena!
Oh, I'm sorry. I was so confused. I was like, wait, what are we talking about?
My God. My
the
God,
whole time
Denise.
I was thinking about it. Why is... Okay, so for me, like, it's funny because I... the first thing that I'm thinking about right now for, like, the dumbest reason is I'm remembering those promos that John Cena used to cut on The Big Show. I don't know why that's the first thing that popped into my head right now. It just made me laugh. But no, I think you definitely named some great ones there, even though I was sitting here going, wait, what are we talking about?
Denise.
Carlito, I'm tired, okay?
Carlito, Finn, and JD McDonagh defeat Braun Strowman and Awesome Truth. So there was a fun spot where Braun drags R-Truth around to do his like run around the ring thing. But Carlito, Finn, and McDonagh win. This was a match that happened. This existed.
Bro, I don't even know what to say about this. What should I know we're going to talk about the stuff in the back afterwards, but I'd rather wait till that because I don't got anything to say about
this.
There
we go. So Liv is helping Dominic stretch. And by
this
that,
I want to talk about.
She is grabbing the leg and pushing forward. And Dom's like, you know what? That actually is a really good stretch. I mean, it is a really good stretch. It does work. But Damien rolls around and then JD and Carlito and Finn poke their heads out. And Carlito's like, that's not, oh, wow, that's cool. And then Damien's like, man, what are you doing? Like, it's not that hard to get rid of her. And Carlito goes, I don't know. It looks pretty hard to me.
Double innuendos. I love that.
This is the most interesting Carlito has been since he debuted in, or returned in Puerto Rico. He is pretty good comic relief here.
Yeah, because I really, and I feel bad because I really wasn't digging what they had Carlito doing since he came back, and I felt bad, but I was just completely, disinterested in anything that they had Carlito in. But now my favorite things, which is not really that much, but I guess my favorite things are like what you said, him going in the back and just randomly going, oh, that's cool, when he gets a naughty picture on his phone, and oh, that looks hard, and we're all thinking exactly what, you know, they were trying to get us to think about. That's kind of been like the two best moments since Carlito's return, which is kind of sad, actually. Yeah.
Will Chisholm says Triple H and HBK calling back to their own stuff pops me. Dom and Liv calling back to Triple H and Trish. Yeah, the old hammerlock reverse. Hammerlock reverse. Annie Brown says Denise about to say that Sean looks like John Cena.
Bro, you wish.
I'm good. I like my hair. Thanks.
Oh, that's messed up. That's messed up, Sean. That's messed
so
up.
So Damien Sean gets Cena, a phone call.
John Clever. Ross Sapp. All right, I'm done.
Anyway, Damien gets a phone call and like, you know, it's coming now on FightfulSelect.com. We had in our pre-Raw notes that Rhea has been discussed for an upcoming return, and that's what it was heavily implied. Now backstage, Dominic tells Adam Pearce he doesn't want to do this match. And he goes, Liv asked for it. He's like, yeah, I really do want to beat my dad. So, okay. I loved it when he goes, you keep getting involved in these women's title matches. And he goes, wasn't me. Just outright, just like, didn't do it. Wasn't me at all. Liv, you know, is saying that she's doing it to help him beat his dad. And she does. She knocks Rey Mysterio off the top of the post. And Dominic gets his first win over Rey. Gabriel says, Dom needs to use that Blue Chew. Tell him to use the code Denise. No, use the code Fightful.
No, use the code Denise. You'll get harder. Fightful. Just works harder. And it's juicy.
Anyway.
And we have leather parties.
We don't. Oh, boy. We don't necessarily.
So, yeah, need to code talk, Denise.
Don't necessarily need to talk about the match. Everybody's here to talk about what happened at the end. Dominic is about to fold, Denise.
Dude, he had that twinkle in his eye, man. He was ready to be like, I love you, buddy, marry me,
he
girl.
He had a lot more than that. He had a lot more than that. And people are like, what the hell is going on with Denise? Damn.
Hey, look at that, Denise. Yeah, see, there's some nice comments in there, Sean. Why don't you blast those?
No, this is stupid. Anyway, Rhea Ripley shows up as Liv has her legs wrapped around Dominic, and Dominic is about to fold. And Rhea just runs off Liv. Liv hits the bricks. Liv is like, oh no, the ramifications and consequences of my actions are now here. Dom's in there working stiff, and all of a sudden Rhea shows up and gets in his face, and he tries to hug her, and we go off the air with her just walking away. KE775 says, is Rhea cleared to wrestle at SummerSlam? Don't know yet. Apex says, I think Dom is more valued by Liv than Rhea. Yes, but you got to wonder, is Liv using him? Is Liv using him? Because listen, at this point, was Rhea using Dom in the beginning? Probably. But at this point, she could find anybody on the roster and make them fold. So she's got to have some sort of feelings for Dominic within this character. How are you feeling about all this, Denise?
I'm torn. I got to tell you, got to be honest here, because Dominic looked like he was falling for Liv Morgan. And yeah, that moment, the intense eye contact, you know how many romantic comedies I've seen in my day? I've seen them all. And this is the look that he gets right before he falls. And so I was very interested. I hate this stuff. I hate love stories because they always suck me in. And so I'm watching this and I'm very, very much paying attention because I'm thinking, oh, they're going to kiss. Oh, he's going to smile. He's going to hug her. I'm thinking this is going to be their big little happy moment where Dominic finally gives in to Liv Morgan. And so that's where my mind was going. And then all of a sudden we hear Rhea's theme song and I'm going, oh, he fucked up. He is every man, every woman that has ever cheated on their spouse. You fudged up. You're in the doghouse. You looked at the waitress too long. You slept with another woman. I don't know, but he messed up. And that was great. Liv Morgan running away like a coward. That worked for her. But Dominic Mysterio, man, I think everybody kind of felt just a tiny, tiny little ounce of pity for him because you knew he was about to get it. He was about to get it. And let me tell you, by the way, if Rhea Ripley was Latina, Dominic would have been dead by the end of Raw. Like, you would not be seeing that man standing up tall. He would have been dead, done, and Liv Morgan's head would have been hanging on some stick.
So if you watched on TNT Sports with NordVPN, Rhea did leave the ring. Dominic tried to apologize. Rhea wasn't having any of it. Liv was laughing in the distance. Get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. We are heading down the home stretch. As Ryan Sully says, WWE posted a video of Liv watching from the ring after Raw. Then as a smirk on her face, was the plan all along, methinks. Who else was in on it? Finn? That's the question. Who was in on it? Who helped make this happen? Who is Liv really in cahoots with? Who is she actually dealing with in that sense? Bad Robot, if you sent a super chat, Luis will find it. That much I promise you, or I will myself. But Ace Steel says, Dom and what if Dom and Rhea are on the same page all along and dupe Liv at SummerSlam to an enormous pop and win back the world title?
That's what I was about to bring up right now, that I feel that that's definitely a possibility because he fell for her. Sean, I just said it. I've watched so many romantic comedies. He had the look on his face. She won him over with stretches, chicken nuggets, and video games.
Yes. Yes. Luis did forget to put this in there. Says, happy 8 years. Fightful. Found you both since Quizzlemania. Been a fan ever since. FTF. I don't love Priest telling Seth he can challenge again. Now Punk is off the hook. Special guest ref Seth. I disagree. Punk is not off the hook. Punk proved himself to be everything that Seth Rollins feared and said that he was. And just because Seth can challenge again doesn't mean that that fixes what happened. Like, Seth could have still won that match. Like, it was not a foregone conclusion or anything like that. I think that Priest let Seth off the hook, or Priest telling Seth he can challenge again, was because of the three count. I think that's his way of doing that. Vanessa Vasquez says, what's up, Sean and Denise? Love the Fever shirt, Sean. Go Indiana Fever. So stoked that Rhea is back. I've missed her. Me too. Me too. And glad to see you back in the chat, Vanessa. But
you know who didn't miss her? Dom.
Maybe he still missed her. Cadillac Carson says, the way Raw ended was an excellent cliffhanger to get you to tune into next week. Hell yeah, it was. I can't wait to see what happens. Apex Caliber says, I think Dom helps Liv retain at SummerSlam against Rhea. Well, that's a good thing because, I mean, I don't know if it's going to be Liv or Rhea, and there's the big swerve there. Gabrielle says, Denise, what would you do if you were Rhea?
Kill him. There's no other option. Kill him. He'd be dead. There's no other options here. She'd be dead too. They all be dead. I don't think you understand. Sean, if this ever happened to me in my love life, let's just say you would be talking in my documentary, talking about how I got arrested for murder, and you would be in my Netflix documentary.
Always knew that bitch was crazy.
Account.
That's what I would say.
Yes,
I knew it. I knew it all along.
That honestly, just know it, all right, Sean? I would be in jail, all right? And I'd have a documentary.
Adam says, Rhea finally getting her comeuppance that would be perfect at SummerSlam with Dom and Liv making out over her as she loses. Yeah, I mean, I thought that we were going to see Judgment Day split because, listen, it's sort of run its course now. Yeah.
Well, now things change now that Rhea's back. She's got to put things back in order. And she's going to be like, oh, so I remember seeing you guys play with Liv Morgan, playing her little video games, eating her little chicken nuggets. Yes.
Yana says, Liv gets her two flowers emojis, keeping the hype of Rhea feud alive. I see Liv retaining first match when Dom betrays Rhea. Her winning the belt back instantly would invalidate everything. Liv and Dom got aura, in my opinion. Yeah, and the thing is, Yana, I agree with you. They haven't built anybody else in her absence in a singles capacity. Lyra, briefly, but Becky was champ and Liv is champ. And other than that, they haven't really built anybody. Nicholas says, Liv versus Rhea right now is a PLE main event with the story, but there's so many good stories. I don't think they get that chance to main event. Yeah, I don't. I think it could be. I think it could be, but it's not going to be. Any update on Raquel? Unfortunately, they thought she was in the clear, and then Elimination Chamber weekend, she had a flare-up of her condition again, has been sidelined. It makes it very difficult to work out. Guys, please leave a thumbs up on this video. We've got a few more Super Chats and Humper Chats. Send us a nice review on Apple, Spotify, all that good stuff. Papa Casso says, with Rhea back, when she fights Liv for the belt, I see Dom pairing with Liv and costing Rhea the match. What do you think will happen? Much love, guys. I think it's going to be Liv. I could see them doing the ultimate swerve, and Dom's been using Liv the whole time to get the titles back into Judgment Day and all that. But I think it's.
But then he wouldn't have been pushing her away.
You know, maybe just 4D chess there, Denise, because whatever he was doing was working.
Reverse psychology.
Letting her think that she was manipulating him. Drew says, nothing is 100% certain, but I'm assuming Jordan is WWE in 2025. If she is, would you rather Rhea versus Jordan or Rhea versus Bianca main event of Mania? Rhea versus Bianca at first, but Rhea versus Jordan after Jordan gets established, and then Jordan versus Bianca down the line as well, or a triple threat between all three of them.
Or all of that, everything that you just mentioned.
Yeah, but I mean, Bianca and Rhea is a main event in the future. So I had slipped this in on the Fightful Select Backstage Report podcast, but she had mentioned today her contract's up in January. She had her contract amended. It was supposed to be up next summer, but her deal was amended and less time on that deal.
Jordan?
As a result. Jordan Grace, yeah. FightfulSelect.com reported. Apple Jam Treebeard wraps this up and says, as much as Seth should blame Punk for costing him the Drew match, or Drew needs to be blamed more. Not only did he cash in on Seth's match, but he's the one who was pinned and brought the Punk problem. Yeah, but Punk inserted himself into all that. He can already dislike Drew McIntyre, but Drew wasn't there for Seth to be annoyed by. And also, Seth is not going to be mad at a man cashing in Money in the Bank to make it a triple threat match. He's done it. He knows the game. Everybody involved in this situation, CM Punk, Damian Priest, Drew McIntyre, Seth Rollins, they understand the game of Money in the Bank and how to capitalize on that. They can't hate the game because they have all benefited from the game in the past. So
it's all about the game and how you play it.
Goddamn right it is. And guys, please leave a thumbs up on this video. We would greatly appreciate that. We got thousands of you watching. I would love to get that to, like, I don't know, 400,000 thumbs up. Denise, tell us where they can find what you're doing.
YouTube.com/Denise Salcedo, guys. That's my baby. Go check it out. Daily wrestling content. That's the place to be. That's all I've got.
Guys, FightfulSelect.com. Until next time, donate to the Dementia Society of America. We're out. Effie sucks.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.